Welcome to WIBSRadio.com.
And thank you for reality time. People face the back running behind. Wham!
Thank you.
waiting for Jamaica.
Thank you.
Folks, this is WGUM, your stay-at-home radio station with better music and more of it. News and weather is on the way. And this just in, we are back. We can see people again. How about that? I can't believe it. News is on the way. We'll learn more in just a moment. I can't believe it.
There were nights when the wind was so cold. But it's frozen bed if I just listen to it right outside the window. I've been crying in the immaculate, and I can't remember where or when or how, and I banished every memory. you hold me right back. I just have to admit that it's all coming back to me.
Happening out here, man. Niggas don't be realizing this shit, man. But yo, man, tell them what you be seeing out your window.
Yo, I be seeing out my window gunshots every day, man.
Yo, I see sex, money, and drugs too. But yo, tell them how Duke said.
The world's about to end, about to end, about to end.
Born in a ghetto, it's hard to survive. Some have achieved and many brothers try. But I realize which life to choose. I wanna make money, so I gotta pay dues. But there's no rules, then you only have one chance. If you fuck up, kid, you face a circumstance. At night, I used to scream and shout. Living in a ghetto, trying to get the hell out. So I would try as I watch my friends die. But all I could do is sit back and cry. These are feelings I'm expressing through my rhymes. I've been through hard times, so many problems on my mind. I wasn't living rich, and I also wasn't poor. I try to appreciate, but I deserve more. Yeah, Superman, superstar, give me super fat dough, like Pablo Escobar.
Star, feared by bandits, hated by chicks, loved by kids, and the bitch is the bitch, yes, the group home is sick, plus I don't eat beef, cause these dizzy ass niggas and chicks ain't shit, it's sweet, yo, I work hard and hard, my man breaks it down through the cards, after that keep it moving, have no time to be fooling around town, ain't it all you get down with this life sound, the things I've seen, I make the grown man dream and sleep saying, don't by yourself, be by yourself, let my lyrics vibrate, and shake the earth, I travel ghetto to ghetto, back streets to streets, take around all crime, with this ill mastermind, mom too cute, to tell me with these tears in her eyes, now I'm out on my own, surviving with the time like an African tribe, little dap will blow your mind, check it out like this,
and then like that, superstar.
What the fuck, y'all moving or not, get the group on with this, so hold your pump, get it.
Nutcracker giving hell to the devil. Playing the game, the New York pain makes me wanna bust, but I just maintain. Cause nowadays, I talk to a brother. Always love your mother, cause you never get another. In the streets, busting off shots. Fuck the cops, I got superstar props. Big time dough, money is a thriller. I'm getting more iller than a Zodiac killer. No lie, but before I say bye, you can't take money with ya when you die.
Yo, I got niggas slipping their wigs, chicks grabbing their cunt. As the rhyme they get over, infants they greet me with blunt. One time for your mind before I break these streets. Ain't nothing holding me back. Hip hop tracks, yo son, you know the villain. Shit will get revealed as the times I get better. And you know I got skills. I seen the days turn into nights as the stars shine bright. Motherfuckers my wetting, chicks they keep testing like Dawn Prairie on. One day we'll live large, word to Allah, and it don't seem hard. No more jealousy and envy, curses put upon me, watch me live free as can be. With my
my nigga can see. Rising to the top like a rocket ship. Yo, I go far, far, far.
my life. Barrel Munch, Ayatollah, Howie McDuffie, Holiday Style, Double R, Raucous Records. Barrel, talk to him. Let him try to understand. Let him try. Let him try that.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
It's based on lighting blunts, loading guns, telling my lawyers to get the case gone. I need the bills that the presidents got their face on, so I can switch my residence. Get a truck and elect, fuck a check, I no longer have to wait for them. I made a couple ends, lost a couple friends. I light a blunt cause never will a struggle end. So you could judge a nigga, but you ain't God and you ain't in the role. So you really can't budge a nigga, you oughta love a nigga. For the fact that it's my world and my life, and still I'm a rugged nigga. They say you buggin' nigga, fuck it, I'm a thuggin' nigga. You talkin' bullshit, then kick it with another nigga. I got a bigger bed, and I need a cover nigga. And I ain't got friends, I got enemies. So if they with me, then that means they my brother nigga.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my head, yeah. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
It's a blunt to the head, prayer for the dead. Run around hustling, scared of the feds. They said death is eternal sleep. But the only thing is you ain't really sure if you prepare for the bed. So often we get murked in the head. Instead of big money, they got big mama hurting instead. My life is making the verse. But the handcuffs, the bullpens, the jail cells is making it worse. Tell mommy I don't go to the church. Tell Ock I don't go to the mosque. I blow blunts, hold guns, and I'ma be right there when the soldiers are marched. I play my part, and my heart seems colder than March. But on the flip side of things, it's still warmer than June. I have talks with the Lord, and he'll be calling me soon. What? And my life is all I have. My family, my niggas, my flow, my grass. What?
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my pad. And I done made it through the struggle, don't judge me. What you say now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, so often, people you grew up with are laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time now, my world, my life, my life.
Yo, what up, everybody? Got Mr. 239 in the building, man. First of all, I'd like to say happy anniversary to, well, happy 40th anniversary to Worth. It's Born Record Studios, man. We've been around for a long time now. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. I kind of was sleep, man, because I came back from my doctor's visit, and I want to talk about the subject tonight, man. I want to talk about life. You know, I don't think too many people talk about life enough. You know, and just got finished playing that Styles P featuring Pharoah Munch, My Life. So, man, you know, it's amazing what you find out when life changes in your life, man. For instance, like, you know, you think one thing is just one thing, and, you know, and you think that, and you think that, that, you know, that that's just that one thing, and, you know, and when it comes to your life, and you think that everything is going to be okay, and you pray that everything will be okay, and but right when changes come about, man, you know, changes come and And it'd be a change that you didn't see coming and you didn't suspect coming. Sometimes it can quite overwhelm you, man, you know. And, like, for instance, today, I went, excuse me. For instance, today I went to go see my doctor, and then to find out results about my biopsy, what they find out. And I'll tell you, man, you know, the human body has a very, very, very unpredictable way that it can have a functioning and can cause things to happen. So anyway, I went to go. I'm gonna play some music while I talk. That way it won't, you know, that way it won't get all weirded out, and I won't be too much dramatic, you know. So I'm gonna find some music here to play real quick, and then I will go in to finish discussion about life. Let's see what I can find here. Find something kind of cool. Cool and collective. Man, I tell you, this weather's been crazy. It'll be raining sometimes a lot. And then it don't be raining so much, and then it get hot and muggy. Very hot and muggy. And with me, my sinuses be kicking me in my butt. They be kicking me in my butt hard, you know. So I'll tell you what else I would do. I'm going to play this Outkast system. This Outkast is always been one of my favorite groups, you know, from Atlanta. So I'll play this. So anyways, man, anyway, I went to go and get the results about my biopsy, man. Because I had been rescheduling an appointment after appointment, man. And it's amazing what the hell you find out about what your body can go through, man. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I can tell you right now, man. You can think that your body is doing all the right things it's supposed to be doing and doing the stuff that it's supposed to do the right way. And it turns out it's not. So like I went and found out what was the deal with me while I was going through all the stuff I was going through. And so what I found out was I was in the office with, I'm going to go see the doctor about my biopsy. He didn't talk to me. He was a black doctor, like an African. He didn't talk to me. So his nurse was telling me a little something, but she really couldn't tell me nothing either. So they sent my results over to another place. It's called Mountaineer Medical. And they rushed it over there. So, you know what I mean? Now, mind you, I wasn't supposed to go see this lady until, like, September the 30th. You know what I mean? Man, they upped my my visit. And I was like, I was wondering why they on my visit. So, turns out that the guard, Keenan Bryant White, a.k.a. Mr. 239 Hip Hop name, is up against a life-threatening disease, man. It's called, man, it's called, let me see if I can pronounce these words, man. See if I can pronounce these words real quick. They got some crazy diseases out there, man. Turns out it wasn't lupus. But it's still, let me see if I can pronounce this word, man. It was crazy, man. I'm sitting here looking at the paperwork right now. You know what I mean? Oh, the severity of this, the severeness of this, man. And it's crazy. So let's see here. All right, so what I got going on is my body is attacking itself. Like, it's crazy, man. I was sitting here reading this paperwork. The lady was talking to me about it, and she was like, you know how you have your immune system? And your immune system, if something's going wrong with your body, your immune system is supposed to be the backup. I was like, yeah. She said, well, in this case, your immune system has turned against your body and it's attacking it. She said, you got something going on with your vessels. And so, you know what I mean? She was like, you know, we gonna have you on the steroids for a minute, but not too much longer. The situation you got going on, you got to start getting ejections. Like, you know, we got to give you the ejections and to replace the steroids because you're on so high milligram of steroids. And she was like, you know, you got to make sure you stay up on these appointments. You got to make sure that you continue coming to see me. You got to make sure you stay up on everything because the situation what's going on with you right now is life-threatening and you can die. And it's like everything went quiet, man. I'm in the room looking at this. And of course, they took some blood work from me today. It wasn't that many tubes. Usually, they'd be like 19 and 18 tubes of blood from me, man. You know what I mean? But man, just that moment in there, man. And she was like, the injections you get, it's similar to what people get when they're doing chemotherapy. But she was like, it's not that. She was like, you just gonna be getting these, it's gonna be replacing the steroids that you're taking. And she was like, but we gotta like stay monitoring it because you can die from this. And that moment in that damn doctor room, man, I'm like, damn, next month I'm gonna be 42 damn years old, you know what I mean? And it's like, this shit I'm finding out now again, more shit, you know? And it's like, damn. So like, she was like, you got a rare disease, and so this, you know, your vessel is attacking you, and that moment, man, all I could think about was my two little girls, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's like damn, I ain't even get to see them today. I ain't get to do the Zoom video with them today. And it's like, now I just found out they probably got a life-threatening fucking disease, man. It's like, damn, what the fuck I'm gonna do? You know what I mean? It's like, y'all hip hop niggas out there, man, you know what I mean? Shoot me some shit on Facebook, man, about this, you know what I mean? Like, if you was living with a life-threatening disease and shit, what would you do? Would you A, give up? Would you B, stay fighting? Or would you C, just throw in the towel? Or would you D, you know, just take it all as it comes, and take it in as it comes, man? I choose to do D, man. I'm just taking it in as it comes, man. It's like, damn, you know. And the lady was like, yeah, and you need to get a third COVID shot because before I can start you on the injections, I gotta make you know, with this injection you're gonna be getting, you eligible to get a third COVID shot. So you know, so this injection won't cause too much stuff to you. And I'm like, damn, you know what I mean? And it's like, so man, y'all make sure y'all hit Keena White, sir, or senior up on Facebook, you know what I mean? Because right now, the guard sure can use that damn support, man. You know what I mean? Because, damn, you know what I mean? If it ain't one thing, it's another one, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, we wouldn't put on this world to live forever, man. That's why I had to play that style, Keep My Life, man, featuring Pharrell Munch, because, like, you know what I mean? All I've been thinking about all damn day long is, you know what I mean, everything. And then you look at the fact that my wife left me and shit, and it's like, I ain't got her support no more. You know what I mean? And then, like, I mean, I'm going to just put it all out there, man. And then, like, I mean, I was preparing to try to get ready to become a Mormon, man, for September the 4th. But, man, I mean, right now I got to really find myself, man, and I'm like, you know what I mean? A few guys I had talked to that's with the church, they was like, don't get baptized just because somebody wants you to. Don't do it just because somebody wants you to. Do it because it's something you want to do. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that. You know what I mean? Because now look at this situation. Like, how many people can, you know, feel that, you know, that they're gonna, that they can still want to do something, and you know what I mean? And then, like, right now in this situation right now, man, my faith is really getting test. You know what I mean? It's really getting test, you know. But it's good to know that I found out exactly why I was going through what I was going through. And you know, now that I found out about it, man, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm just taking it in as it comes. But at the same note, I'm thinking about my little girls because, I mean, I got to play the role of Superman because my wife is not here. You know, my wife is not here. And it's like, I called a lady today that my kids connected with their foster mom and stuff, and was talking to her while I was at the doctor. And, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? Just talking to her, you know, and you know, just talking to her. And it's like, she understand it. They under, you know, and like now I got to let the court know that I'm fighting against a life-threatening disease now. And this is something that could affect my heart and kill me like instantly. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the whole time I'm asking myself like, damn, you know, what the hell, you know? What the hell else is going on? And then, you know, and it's like, now I got to get these doctors to stay monitoring me. And I got to make sure that I get, stay going to the doctors and stuff. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's why I'm talking about the subject tonight, man, about life, man. Because, like, somebody needed to talk about it, you know what I mean? Somebody needed to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And I want to make sure that I be the one to talk about it, you know what I mean? And, you know, and at this point of time right now in life, man, you know, I'm to the point that I know what it means to appreciate life when before things happen, you know what I mean? And now, I mean, I understand. You know what I mean? I really understand. And, you know, with me finding out that news today, so as I found out that news, man, you know, it kind of like put me in a zone where I was zoned out for a minute. I was really zoned out after I find out about it. I mean, because, you know, I gotta change over to injections, and they gotta be in a certain pattern, and I take them. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, all I could think about today was, you know, just, man, I was living at the beach, and I had, it was paradise, you know, living at the beach for 11 years, then you move to the mountains, and you find out all this extra stuff, you know what I mean, all this extra stuff when you move to the mountains, and, but it's like, it's all crazy, you know, weird-ass pattern, you know what I mean, like, the stuff happened with my wife, where she felt that she wanted to move back to Indiana to retrieve her sobriety back. And that turned out that went belly up and flopped over, went a different damn direction. You know what I mean? And she ended up leaving me for good. You know what I mean? Completely for good. I mean, and I don't know if she's going to ever come back. You know what I mean? I don't know. And I kind of like, then kind of like, avoided and forgot about her, and you know what I mean. But like I said on Facebook earlier today, you know what I mean. I still love her and care about her. I still think about her. But you know what I mean. If she's not thinking about me and she's living in another like mind frame and in another lifestyle, in another life frame, I can't really do nothing about that. You know what I mean. And then it's like, y'all excuse me, man. These sinuses are kicking my butt, man. It'd be all humid out here, but like, you know, I think about how that happened. Then I think about how my little girls didn't get taken, how my little girls just walked out of the house. They unlocked the door. My oldest daughter unlocked the door because where we were staying at in that house in Mount Zion, the door wasn't locked right. The maintenance, the men that did, the woman workers that worked on the door, they half-assed jobbed the door. If they would have ass job the door, right now my little girls would be still here. You know what I mean? And I don't know if my wife would be still here because, you know, prior to that time, she was just ordering groceries and shit back and forth, you know what I mean? And she was way up in Indiana, and it's like all this shit just piled up and happened at one time, man. At one time, man, like, first it came with her leaving, saying that she was going to get her sobriety back, said if she go up there and visit her mom and her father's tombstone, she'll probably be able to get her sobriety back and stop drinking. And because she was like, long as I stay here, I'm going to just keep drinking. I'm going to keep being an alcoholic. You know what I mean? I need help. If I go back to my hometown, maybe I'm going to find that help, which didn't happen. I mean, I don't know too much about it, but I just keep seeing people post this shit from Chicago, Illinois, and restaurants and shit on my Facebook page. I mean, you know, but, you know, one thing my doctor told me today, she was like, because I got a she now, and I have a he, and I got a she, and all of them, you know what I mean? It's like different doctors, you know what I mean? They all done huddled up and referred me to different doctors and shit. I got an African dude. I got a Chinese dude. I got a, looked like it was a Jamaican doctor today, and whatever, and I got a white doctor, you know what I mean? And she was like, yeah, you know, stress ain't gonna be a good thing to have, you know. And she was like, I see over here, Mr. White, you done had strokes and heart attacks. I was like, yeah, you know. And she was like, sounds like you're very young age to be having all this stuff going on and all this stuff then to happen. I was like, yeah, you know. And it's like, hell, what can you do? You know, what can you do or say, man? Just all this shit that happened to you at one time, and you trying to figure out, like, what the hell happened what's the meaning from it, and it's like you at a crossroads of where the hell you, where you think, where you gonna be at, you know what I'm saying, and where you gonna go at, what's gonna happen to your life and shit, you know what I mean, and it's kind of taking me back to my little cousin, little Steve, you know, made his joint call, a lot of shit going on, you know, and I'm gonna probably freestyle it tonight, yeah, I'm gonna get a session in tonight too. I'm not gonna let this shit stop. So like, you know, and so like I looked at how it all happened in pattern of life and Final Destination shit. Like, you know what I mean? First, my wife left from out of this house in Mount Zion, which I think we think the house was paranormal activity. I really think it was, because there was a lot of shit going on in there. You know what I mean? And we had to do a lot of damn rituals in that place, man. You know what I mean? As soon as we got it, we had to do like a mad rituals. And up at the top of the stairs up there was like Mason stuff up there at the top, and Mason like old ancient money, and like, you know what I mean? And the lady had told me I could have it, but I was like, man, I'm not taking from somebody that was like my father, man. I was like, I'm going to leave this stuff here. I mean, because at first I was going to take the coins. I was going to take the Mason books and all that stuff, the little booklet pamphlets. I was like, man, you know what? I ain't going to do that. I was like, I'm going to leave this stuff, you know? Because my father wouldn't want me stealing from somebody of his kind, you know? You know? So it's like, I left. But like, first she left. She left February the 10th, you know what I'm saying? When she left February the 10th, she was like, I'm going to be back the end of the month of February. That was a plan. Because basically, her cousin's husband was like, had violated probation and he was locked up. So she was like, I'm going to go here with my cousin and I get my sobriety back. My cousin don't drink and this, that, and the third and whatever. And I'll be back at the end of February. And so I was like, okay, me and my little girl took that for what it was worth, you know what I'm saying? We took it for what she was talking about, and, you know, and everything. And end of February came, she was like, nah, she gonna stay long. Then February changed to February, and then it went to March, April. She's like, I'm gonna stay longer. She kept prolonging. Then she was like, I'm going to come back when my stimulus check hit. She's like, I'm going to come back when my stimulus check hit. And I was like, all right, you know what I mean? So by that time, I mean, we had the Equinox in the yard. The three-bedroom house was ours. But she just kept prolonging and decided that, like, probably the lady that had owned the house, it was her grandmother's house, she was like, she kept coming around asking questions. She was like, when is Cat going to come back? When is Cat gonna come back? Keena, I don't think Cat coming back. And you know what I mean, just saying, you know what I mean? And so my little girls was getting weary, man. They got to the point they wasn't even wanting to see their tablet no more. They wasn't even wanting to hold their tablet no more. So the lady had gave them a little boring type of thing that was outside. And they would go out there and play in it like a little playhouse. They got to the point that they didn't want to stay in the house no more. You know what I mean? They want to go outside and playing that little playhouse all the time. Got to the point they'd be getting up early in the morning. They'd be playing in the room with toys, and then they decided they pack all their little toys in their little book bag, and they'd go outside. They'd be like, they want to go outside. And I'd be watching them and everything when they go out there and go in their little playhouse, you know what I'm saying? Because most of the time I would have the radio speaker towards outside, and I would be outside sitting on the porch watching them, making sure they wouldn't go nowhere. So, then, out of one, this day on March the 27th, I mean, I went down from the illness that's going on with me right now, because it started kicking in around about March. March, April, May, it started kicking in. It was really kicking in to the point where I was sore at night, going through all these pains at night with my feet swelling. Legs swelling, pain rising up to the top constantly, you know what I mean? Elevating to the top of my legs. I couldn't figure out what was going on, you know what I mean? So, and then at the other, in the other note, I was having respiratory problems. Because out there, you know, you can't hardly breathe. Where I was standing, I was standing at Mount Zion, you know what I'm saying? And out there, you can't hardly breathe because some people get affected with respiratory problems and stuff. It attacks your respiratory system. And that's exactly what it was doing with me. I started taking Primatene Mist out there, but it really wasn't working too well. Really wasn't working like the new stuff that I got. And now I'm back on sinus pills, so now I had to readjust to the sinus pills because they got a little kick to them too. But it's keeping my sinuses good. You know what I mean? But so my little girls, you know, I went down from all that stuff. And my little girls, my oldest girl, Helen, she disobeyed me after I had told them to go to sleep. And I had locked all the houses in the door. Well, you know, we locked all the doors in the houses. In the house, I locked all the doors. And to this day, my oldest daughter will say, we just walked out the house and went down to the street to the neighbors. That's all she say now. You know what I mean? My oldest daughter. And it's like, for that little girl to be 6 years old and know what she did, she knew exactly what they knew exactly what they were doing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's more like they were in a mode because their mom wasn't really talking to them like that. And she would tell them she was going to call them, and she didn't because she was with a cousin that was, it was kind of weird, you know. But then in between that, that's when everything hit me. I find out about this new life-threatening disease. Once I moved from that place to where I'm at now, and it's like, now my night's here by myself here. Cause my daughter had me today. She was like, so are you, or is somebody home with, is somebody home with you? And do you live alone? I was like, I live alone. I was like, my wife, after 5-year marriage, she left me. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I was like, I'm just moving the best way I can now. I mean, and I don't want nobody to think that I'm a victim. I'm not putting myself as the victim. I'm not the victim. I mean, maybe a victim of a life-threatening disease, you know? But I ain't a victim to nobody else, man. I don't consider myself being a victim to nobody else. You know, and I claim up and I earn up to everything that happened in my life, man. You know what I mean? But, you know, summing it all up, man, you know, when God give you a life, man, you need to appreciate it and accept it, man, no matter what cause it is or whatever is going on, man, because you never know when that time of drawing near, where that life could be getting ready to start going through some situations that going to have you go through some major changes, man. You know what I mean? It's like, next month I'll be 42, man. And just found out information about a life-threatening disease. My immune system attacking me like I'm its enemy. Oh, man. What more can I do about it than just live my life and enjoy it, man? I mean, because I ain't gonna front. It's probably a whole bunch of stars right now, out there right now, that won't even admit that they're going through a life-threatening disease. That ain't gonna ever admit it. Don't have enough of guts to admit it. Because they're scared of how somebody may judge them. Because they're scared of how somebody might belittle them. And think small of them, you know what I mean? But hey, damn. I mean, I face myself every day looking in the mirror. You know what I mean? Why would I not face it right now? That's what makes the super famous, well, that's what makes the WIBS radio.com radio show you know, reality situation music, reality situation, you know what I mean, situations and everything, because we tell the truth. We talk about reality situation music, reality situation movies. We talk about the reality, and we're not afraid about it. That's what made my record company stand out different from everybody out there in the game, in the music business, that anybody, any record company that's been around for the centuries way before mine. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to put my reality in the air out there. I'm going to let people hear the reality. People hear the reality. They hear that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, for people out there that if something happened to them, they loved one, like their girlfriend, their wife, you know, is there for them and sticking by their side. I mean, I just put my wife down for emergency reference, man. That's all I put her down for, is just an emergency reference, man, like an emergency person to contact. Because that's my daughter's mom, you know what I mean? And it's like, if something happened to me, you know what I mean, them girls gonna have to go to her. You know what I mean? It's like, so, but in a way, I really wish that things wouldn't happen like they did, because, man, I tell you, man, sometimes shit can be so messed up, man. And it's like, you lost checking and searching for answers, trying to figure out what the fuck going on in your life. And sometimes it's hard to see what's going on when you can't see it. You know what I mean? And so, like, I think that things, something's gonna, some stuff gonna open up and work out, man. Something that has to, you know. I mean, but as for me, I'm just, I'm really gonna have to, like, monitor myself and make sure that I stay on point with doing everything I'm supposed to do. And after I got back from the doctor today, man, I kind of went to sleep, you know what I'm saying? I actually just woke up at about like 7. I was like, wow, you know, during the time I was just laying down, it was really hot out here today, really hot. That water worked for me, though, man. I kept pumping that water in me, you know what I mean? But anyway, man, going to get me a freestyle session going. That's my subject on life, man. If you got a good life, you got a great life, you know what I mean? All I say, man, just don't take it for granted. You know what I mean? You never know when the time will come where it could be almost threatened to be snatched quick, man. So that was my topic for today, man, on life, you know what I mean? Keep this show rolling. We ain't gonna eat it all up with me talking. You know what I mean? So, it's freestyle time, freestyle session time. So I'm gonna go and get this thing rolling real quick. Let's start this thing over. Hey, yo, man, I'd like to say rest in peace to my cousin, Little Steve Lamar Sal, a.k.a. Battle Wolves, that was his name, after when he had died, you know, before he died. He was going by Infrared Beam, but he changed that because, I mean, he used to be a blood, and he was like, he wanted to change that to Battle Wolves, because he had he battled a lot of situations, and he endured and took in a lot of wounds from everything that he went through. And every anniversary, I always acknowledge him, and you know, and I wish I could have gave him his flowers, because he predicted the greatest invention ever. And man, I tell you, for the day I gave Words Born Records like a dozen flowers, man, because some of the flowers was something for my cousin Little Steve, man. He would predict the Words Born Records, man. He predicted it. He seen something was gonna happen by just looking at a piece of paper. That's heavy. When somebody look at your logo of your trademark, and it's like they use their psychic ability to see into the future and tell you right then and there that you're going to make it. And then they turn around and tell you that they're not going to make it. They know how they're going to die. They know how it's going to be by a gunshot. And it's like, that was some heavy shit, man. I'm in the room drinking Everclear and smoking weed and drinking Everclear raw, straight. No chaser. And like, getting ready to rock the mic through the session, you know. And he's telling me this stuff, and we had fun to rock the mic, you know what I mean? So I like that knowledge here for a second, man. And I'm going to get this stuff out of this show. Yeah, and then I'd like to say rest in peace to Chris Letlow, because he kind of like was the dude in Monroe that, like, he believed in me when I was doing my thing. He believed in me, you know what I'm saying? He took it and believed in me. Like, I was 15 years old, getting ready to be 16 when I first started rapping with that dude. And he was way older than me, man. And he was like, right then and there, he believed in me. He believed in me. And he believed in the craft that I had on my paper. So that made it good too. It made it really good, man. It made it great, you know. So like, I'm going to do this session. Enough for the other stuff. Let's see. I don't think I need to turn it up some more, but maybe I'll turn it up a little bit more. Let's turn it down just a little bit, about right. Let's see. Y'all still here? It's like doing the volume from the phone, kind of crazy. It could be too loud. It could be low, too low. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to do this procedure to get it at a certain market point. I'll take it at that market point right there. All right, here we go. Hey, a whole lot of shit going on. 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 Hey. A whole lot of shit going on. Hey, yo, as I was born in this world in 1979, whoever think that I would grow and be where I'm at in the state of time, in the state of mind, and the time that I was born into this world, would I ever think that I would have to go through so many things that I done been through? We talking about, let's go into the first pages of my age of one. How things happen. Thought that this dude that was trying to kill me at a youngin, that was somebody that was the one that fucked karate to semen inside of my mother in the time that I was pre-K-13 to me around the time of the campground meeting. But then that wasn't a true person that was close to being for me. So now look at it like, hey, a whole lot going on. Hey, a whole lot of shit going on. Hey, a whole lot 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 going on. Hey. So then, as I get a little bit older, I start seeing all these situations when I'm going to sleep in my room, sleeping. My body leaving from this place called Earth and going to another place like another galaxy quick, slipping through a wormhole. Start seeing myself inside and out when I was at a young age, yo, around the age of 7. Seeing myself open up, going inside myself like another space planetarium. I used to ask myself, why is it that I could see inside of myself And I felt like sometimes I was trapped in a place with a whole bunch of lights and a whole bunch of places it was blank at. Trying to figure out why I was going through that. I found out in the long run it was called an out-of-body experience. Hey, a whole lot going on. 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 Hey. So, get up in the age, I understand the situation, but I start feeling that I was having some kind of different kind of powers quick. So about this time, I'm at the age of 11 and 12, I'm starting to do things that I didn't even understand that I could do myself. Like, at this time, I didn't know I was getting ready to become the man of the house quick. So I knew that something was going to happen to keep going. My mother told me that I got to get a job at the age of 13 to help her with the bills and everything to keep moving. And I'm asking my mom, like, why I got to do this? Why can't I have a normal childhood? Why is it that I got to help you pay these bills and take care of my little sister and my brother? This is getting on my nerves. Hey, a whole lot is going on. Hey, a whole lot going on. Hey. And then as I start going on and living my life, I know that something was going on that didn't make any sense. And maybe this might change soon, so I'ma find another route and maybe I'll find the answer soon. Hey, a whole lot's going on. 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 Hey, hey, a whole lot's going on. 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 Hey. And then I find answers to all the things that I had questions about as I got older. So I woke up moving around. It was around about maybe at the age of 29 and up 33 years old, finding out an answer about some stuff that I didn't know. Found it out that somebody had murked my father, and then they confessed before they was gone. Hey, a lot of going on. Hey, a whole lot of shit going on. Hey, a whole lot of shit going on. Hey. Yeah. Mr. 239 in the building. In the building live and direct. In the building. I am in the building. I'm in the building right now. Let's find another beat real quick. Man, hey, yo, y'all ready to wake this thing up, man? I'm about to wake it up now, man. Y'all ready for me to wake it up? I'm gonna wake it up. I'm about to wake it up. You know, dude, you know, I was trying to wait to see when you was gonna wake it up, dude, you know. Yeah, you know, me and Chester Marshall was up in space earlier and was like, there's something going on with Mr. 239. He's not on air yet. And Chester Marshall was like, well, you know, maybe Merck, he had a rough day today or something, and that's probably what happened to him. And, maybe that's what happened. That's why he's probably still asleep. And I was like, no, dude, that's not the situation. There's something else, dude. Because, you know, he normally goes on at 6:30 and does all what he normally do, and he didn't do it, dude. It's freaking 7 o'clock, dude. And so, you know, Justin Martin was like, well, you know, maybe you should just wait and maybe we'll find out the answer. Well, you know, and so finally I told him, I was like, you know what, you're right, Justin Martin, dude, you know, maybe we're going to just wait. And then all of a sudden, Mr. 239, when I heard you, I was like, okay, yeah, it was just rough, you know, he probably had a rough day. Man, Mark, of course it was rough, man. I think it had to be about like 90-something degrees, I get it, maybe 80, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying attention. All I know was I packed my two bottles of water, and I packed my Gatorade, and I was, you know what I mean? And I took me a little, you know, took me a little show. But, you know, dude, let's just go in and rip this thing. You ready, dude? Let's do it, Merc. You're now in tune into the WIBSradio.com, and today is Word is Boy Record Studios' 40th
anniversary, dude, and we're gonna party all night, dude. We don't care what happened. Mr. 239 found out some shocking news that he's dealing with a life-threatening situation, dude. Life-threatening disease, but that do not stop us from partying, dude. We're gonna party until the casket closes, dude. We're gonna do it. Wham! Girl,
yeah. Mr. 239 in the building. Word. Excuse me for that one. Yeah. 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 That's right. That's right. Let's do it.
So, check it, check it. Yeah, I want to rock. Yeah, yeah. Come on, I want you to rock. That's right. Come on, yeah. Come on, I want to rock. Yeah. Come on, yeah. Yeah, I'ma rock tonight. Wait. Yeah, Mr. 239 gonna keep giving you that hit, make you wanna get up and start shaking your hips. And if you out there, you got on them matching clothes and them kicks, get up, start pop locking to this shit. We're talking about move around until you feel the sound. Everything keep you going. And them females out there on that dance flowing, and you got your liquor flowing, and you wanna get away from situations that got you bucking out of flipping. And if you got that blunt, roll it up funky quick. Man, don't pay attention to Mr. 239, man. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. The way I keep on moving and displaying. Got that thing and everything moving. Everybody up on the dance floor, steady going. Still bouncing, moving around. Yo, this one more thing I want y'all to focus on now. As I keep going. Yeah, I want you to rock for me. Yeah, all night. Come on. Let's go. Yo, if you out there and you piling up on this weekend on a Friday, get up in your car, ride with your girls, and you go out and parlay. Get your dress on, them girls with them nails on, with them fake eyelashes on, with them wigs on, with them extensions on, with them braids on, with them pumps on, with them stellos on. With those kicks and seeks on, and with them capris on, and with them halter tops on. Anything you're doing, you enjoy yourself, cause it's your night. Please, Dad and I want y'all to do one thing for me. I want you to rock with me. And I want you to dance and groove. I want you to rock with me. Chill, chill. Rock the night away, wait. If you far away from me, and you wanted to be away from me, and you hanging out with your girls, and you up in Indiana, or up in Chicago, Illinois, and doing whatever it is you like to do, hang around them crews, you like to hang around them, hang around them if you want to. Don't believe, think that's gonna stop Mr. 239 to do what he always do. Man, I'm gonna keep doing what I be doing on a regular basis. Bam!
Yo, 239, dude, you went in again, didn't you? Yeah, Merc, you know, a little something. A little something. A little bit. That's it, just a little something. I went in a little bit. Yeah, so let's see what else. Merc, what else you got on this roster for me, man? Dude, you know me. I like going through and just picking random stuff. Like, I just pick that one random right there. Now we're going to get a little bit down further and more. Wherever you take it, man, I'm going to be ready. All right, well, dude, we're going to see how ready you're going to be. Because tonight I'm going to start slamming you with things. All right, check it. Merc, what you going to put on me this time? I got something for you right here, dude. This is actually a beat you made, dude. And it's time for you to get your freestyle off of it. All right, we'll turn it on, and we'll do it. Let's do it. Yo, I spit the power of three. I spit the power of two. I spit the power of one. Mr. 239 gonna be this party and everything going the way I supposed to. Y'all better believe the way y'all represent. Got everybody focused listening to.
Man, yeah, this is WIPSRadio.com. And a anniversary, not the Tony Thorne. This is an anniversary. Yeah, Mr. 239 represent, yo. Y'all know how I be representing. Got the microphone in my hand, so you better understand y'all gonna hear the verse from me as I bring it to y'all, as I rep them flows and keep them going the way they supposed to go. 239 gonna represent, keep it going, moving it with it, the way I be representing, hitting it. As I keep on keeping them styles going, got everybody out there know that I keep them growing. Yeah, the flowing, formatting, that's the way I'm chopping it. Every time I come through, I spit the power of, this is 239. I hit the, power and keep everything going to go through your mind. Y'all know how I be representing for show. I spit the power of 2, the power of 3, the power of 4, the power of 5. The power of 6, the power of 7. As I got y'all going on, yeah, I live it up like we moving up in heaven. Y'all know how I keep everything going and bouncing. Y'all know how the 239 representing and back in the passing. I used to be 40 ounces, puzzling. But now, man, all I do is sit back and iterate it, water it. That's the way I'm going on with the flow. Man, I ain't never messed up with a watered-down flow. Man, I always play that pissed off when I bring it from the dome. Keeping it all close so everybody know that I keep the show and everything going. Man, I still keep it live no matter what circumstances. That ain't no job. Why a lot of people out there didn't understand that? It's 239, always be representing, and I got something that's gonna burn y'all mind. Keep y'all mind turning. Y'all know how the 239 be representing. Do you mind if I keep on ripping them sounds when I hit it? Yeah, that's the way I keep on going and ripping it. I spit the power of Mr. 239. I spit the power of this stuff to blow your mind. I spit the power of energy. I spit the power of force. Yeah, force. Mr. 239 bringing it for all y'all. You know how I be representing y'all so-called. Things y'all got something to do when you go call. Yo, check it. Mr. 239 always stay hood with the flow. Stay street with the flow. Y'all know how it goes. I always be representing, keep that sound and everything going. Y'all know 239 be keeping everything showing. Man, I ain't gonna sit around and be doing something that everybody out there wouldn't recognize it. Man, take it. I always bring it to the public. I always bring it to the place where you can see it. I always bring it to where y'all will understand it. Bring it down to an understanding for everybody to know that when I be rocking the show, everybody feel what I'm doing, cause it's just like I feel the power of and blowing everything up. Y'all know it's time to 239. I spit the power of 2. I spit the power of 3. I spit the power of 9. Call myself a person to break up like an atom. Exploded. I am an atomic master when I behold it. Y'all know how it be representing. It's the AM fleet 10 and rows in the building. Y'all know I'm going through. Got everybody out there knowing that the way I always do. I got something to run y'all out. Let you know what I be gunning about. Make them feel like getting London it out. Yeah, London Prince is falling it down. Y'all know how the sound is. The hits is rolling about. It says 239 to come through. Yo, feeling what the balance about. Y'all know what I'm really calling about. Yo, I'm always putting it out. Keep it wild in the south. All y'all out there feeling the violent sound of the drought. Yo, it gets real hot in the mountains about mountaineer flowing. You know the 239 be representing with flows. There's a lot of things that y'all really wasn't knowing. Now I got you looking around trying to figure out what's going. Cutting in your throatin', cutting in your throatin'. You know when I be voting, got everybody out there toting. Wanna feel like they talking, like I keep on moving. I spit the power of 239 sections. I spit the power of atomic mass when I'm in the place. You don't feel nothing but science. I spit the power of a whole bunch of, let's see, chemistry. I be representing with that geometry. You know, I keep it like a trust. That's the triangle for all you out there don't know when it's time for me to represent. It's a must. Everybody get pumped. You know the 239 be representing with the flows that keep everything zipped up. Make them feel like I ripped up. Every time I get it up, y'all know how I hit it rough. Make them feel like they did it up. Yeah, y'all know what it is. The 239 always be representing, handling my biz, making people feel like, yeah, I mean what I say is, that's the way I represent. I spit the power of 239. I spit the power of AM Fleet. General in the building.
Wham!
Man, Muck, you, yo, you ancient with that wham, ain't you?
You know what, dude? It's only one sound, dude. Wham, it's me, dude. Yes.
You know how you're ancient with your sound going like a gun? Well, guess what, dude? I'm ancient with the wham. Nobody better screw with me when it comes to the wham, dude. No one does the wham better than me, dude. Yeah, well, Merc, don't take it like that. You ain't got to get all personal with me with that. I know how you feel about the wham in the past, man. I know how you feel about the wham in the past. Well, you know, 239, dude, there's something for me to give you another one, dude. All right, we're going to throw it on, and I'm ready. I'm ready. You know, I ain't got nothing but time. Nothing but time. This is 239, ain't got nothing but time. I got the time that I have to do the things that I do. I got nothing but time. This is 239, ain't got nothing but time. Ain't got nothing but time. Ain't got nothing but time. Nothing but time. This is 239, ain't got nothing but time. This is 239, ain't got nothing but time.
Yo, I gotta get this and make it happen. Yo, I gotta get this to make it happen, man. Yo, niggas don't force me to grab the 9mm Ruger. Force, get at you like a bull to get the red coffin. You know when it's time for me to better think up with the thoughts with it. Guns decide to make your head tossing, get sunken, get popping. A lot of people out there think they can stop me when I be representing all the shacks I be repping. Man, sometimes the beat start fading away. Sometimes it seems like I'm going over the beat. Man, I hope this beat up loud enough, but if it is or if it ain't, it don't matter, because this is 239 still going to give y'all what I always can give, and I ain't going to take a chance to think. Man, I want to do what I have to do to get banked. Announced myself yesterday. Made an announcement that I was looking for a sugar mama. Yeah, I guess I call these hip-hop beats my sugar mama. Tell my sugar mama, yo, it's time for you to pay up. Go get that money for me. Go out there in that street. Go up in that person CD player. Go out there, do what you got to do. Do what you got to do to give me my squizzle or my money. Do what it is and make sure this ain't a game or a game or funny. I tell my sugar mama, talk to her like a dame. Yo, better make sure you go get what I need. If I tell you I need $6 million, go grab it. If I tell you I need a whole bunch of packages, go grab it. If I tell you to go get me a briefcase filled with a whole bunch of money found in it, go through it and make sure you get it. Here alone, call myself a new monster. Man, I've been up all night long thinking about you. About, yo, how you gonna go get that money? How you gonna give it to me? And how you gonna take care of my bills? How you gonna make sure that I ain't gotta want ever again for anything in my life, for the rest of my life? I ain't gonna have to want any for anything again in my life. As Mr. 239 continue to keep going with what he always has to go with. Yeah, y'all know what I'm doing, man. I'm just finding here prophesizing on the things that's gonna happen. Yeah, the 239 be representing with styles to keep everybody aiming directly, trying to figure out that you didn't respect me. There it is, I went up the game easily. You can't touch, you can't stop it. You can't stop my object, you can't stop my model. You can't stop me for doing what I've been doing. Man, this is something I've been doing on regular basis. Regular basis, make them all feel like, yeah, Mr. 239 got something to keep everybody steady moving. As I do what I be doing for what mad reason. I go do what I do, and I'm going to keep doing what I do no matter how people don't truly believe what I believe in. I don't have to believe in the same thing you believe in. I ain't got to think the same way you believe in. I don't got to prove the things that you've been doing. Man, everybody got their own mission, got their own journey, got their own destiny. In my case, man, my destiny is that I'm just going to make sure that I do the things that I have to do for myself, make sure I keep myself together. Sometimes I call myself a Terminator because I'm walking around now with staples in my legs, staples behind my feet, staples behind my calves. Yo, told the doctor today, what was I doing, what kind of sports activity? I told her I used to play football, used to play basketball. She's like, so what you do now? I was like, I'm a hip-hop artist. She said, you sing or rap? I said, I do both. I do it all at the same time. She was like, and so this is the doctor that was telling me the news that I would face a life-threatening disease, and I needed some kind of hobby to keep me in a positive thinking. Well, I got a positive thinking state of mind, and y'all know when it was time for the 239 to come in. Man, I ain't gonna ever stop everything that I've been doing. A lot of people thought that just because when things start happening, Mr. 239 just throwing the towel quick. I told y'all on that everyday scuffle, I don't throw my towel in for nobody. Believe that shit. And just understand one thing. Let's get one thing clear, and let's get one thing for sure. If any of you motherfuckers ever think that you could come at me with some bullshit, I'm gonna let you know what I'm doing it for. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it for me. I sacrificed myself been in this game for a long time. Man, I'm 41 years old, so that means 41 years up in the game. I done invested everything of my goals. Bam!
Mr. 239, dude, you're going, ain't you? I mean, Merc, you turned the music on. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just let it sit there, or what am I supposed to do? Well, 239, dude, no need to get haspy and raspy against me, dude. I was just asking, you know, because you seem you're ripping the beat, dude. You're going with it. You're going with it. I mean, I ain't got no other choice but to go with it. Give me another one. Give me another one right now, Merc.
You're now in tune into the WIPSradio.com, the station where reality smashes in the face of not going to be behind. And happy 40th anniversary, Word is Born Record Studios. Wham!
Yeah, man. In life, sometimes people try to make it look like you easy, like you defeated. Defeated.
Yo, check it. I ain't gonna be defeated. Mr. 239 coming through, I'm steady swinging. Ain't no way I'ma go out defeated. Check it. Yo, Mr. 239 come out swinging. There ain't no way that I'ma go out defeated. Mr. 239 go out swinging. Ain't no way I'ma go out defeated. Check it. First blow to the dome of the world. Knock the cheek off the damn situation like somebody getting a punch through and getting their jaw piece knocked out. Knock their mouthpiece out their mouth. Mr. 239 coming through, ripping to what I've been about. Then I start swinging and I start knocking a whole bunch of mouthpieces out of their mouth. And spit blood at the same time while these niggas getting punched. Man, I knocked the right side of their jaw. Believe me, I know the meaning of what it says, turn the other cheek. And when Mr. 239 throw the right and the left, the world turns its cheeks for me. I remain undefeated, and I'm going to continue swinging. I remain undefeated, and I'm going to continue swinging. I remain undefeated, and I continue swinging. What I mean being undefeated, man, if it takes for me to train myself in an ice-cold place, put myself and refrigerate myself and let people know that I keep myself so raw, ready to get ready. Once I come out, I'm swinging and everybody starts feeling me. Everything that I've been bringing to the real grill, to the easy, to the game easy. Now, the jawbone is on the ground. We up in the ring and everybody looking around. Like, look at them jawbones on the ground. Look at the rib cage, the ribs is hanging out. What's going on with that situation, man? It felt like Mr. 239 came out swinging well. Man, I was swinging well. Every punch that I throw to connect, and that's a TKO that y'all gonna respect. When Mr. 239 keep coming and going, a lot of people thought that they could stop me, man. I stay and I remain undefeated. That means that when you see that girl walk around holding that sign, that means I come out swinging and swinging. I remain undefeated. That's why that girl in that bikini quit. Putting the number I'm saying, this is the 19th round, and Mr. 239 done knocked it out. Yo, I remain undefeated. I done came out swinging. I remain undefeated. I done came out swinging. I'm like Roy Jones, maybe, or like most of them boxers that said knock that song, dude. I remain undefeated. I remain undefeated when I came out swinging. I remain undefeated when I came out swinging. I remain undefeated when I came out swinging. Throw the towel in. Wham, dude. Merc, you going and going, ain't you? You know what, dude? Mr. 239, listen, dude. You are the one that just goes and goes with them freestyle sessions, dude. It's just like you went in and you say the same songs. Like you, it's like you got to memorize that data button in your head to get you to bring up tracks and just say them back, dude. So we're gonna do a commercial and then we're gonna come right back, right, dude? You are now in tune into the WIBSRadio.com, the station where reality slaps you in the face and knocks you on the behind. Wham!
You know what? Here's the going for it. And being terrible. Here's the giving it a shot, even though your shot is garbage. To being the queen of the court. Oh, maybe not the court. To feeling the burn, even if there shouldn't be a burn to feel. To trying your best, even though your swing is the worst. Here's to going down way harder than you get back up. Giving it your all. Even though you kind of suck. But you know what doesn't suck? Trying to do something you've never done before. That doesn't suck at all. Not even a little.
Yeah. Massive heart condition. The explosion is inside of his chest. Check it. Y'all better believe me when I come through with C like TNT, getting ready to blow up the spot with what I spit from inside of my chest, make everybody feel like they're feeling the rest. Yeah, this is 239 by the self-contact, self and self-disclosed, self-explanatory. Why all y'all out there don't understand y'all tag, well, flow as I come through, y'all memorate everything that I come through and blow up the herring. Blow up the spot, everybody feel like they're getting buried. On the tracks that Mr. 239 got us carrying. You know how I be representing, got that tracks and blow them all off the back. Everybody didn't think that I was gonna bring it back. Got something to show what I'm doing. I do my thing when I'm blasting. For all you dudes out there don't understand when it's time for me to blast and hit and blow everything around. Yo, as I explode and self-explode, call myself a self-detonator. Every time I kill another hater, make them feel like, yeah, they gotta wake up quick. Y'all know where the 239 represent, keep coming, blowing everybody out real quick. Let them know that nitric acid getting ready to explode and cause a major hit. That's what I do. I blast my thing when I'm relaxing. They kill my enemies to blow them down and they realize and tell them what's blasting now. Yeah, I'll tell you what's blasting. Mr. 239 blasting. He's going through and make everybody feel like they've been falling. As I keep on ripping my track and blowing them back, where everybody thought that they could stop me from running out of the facts. I ain't gonna lay a boy in the shot. Y'all know when it's time for me to represent my performance hot. Make them feel like they wanna fall black and tap. Y'all know the 239 always be blasting well. Making everybody feel like what I've been doing. Make them feel like their ass hit the ground. Cause I blast my thing when I'm relaxing. Every time the explode and kill all my haters, everybody that's in. Tell them what's blasting now. I'll tell you what's blasting. Mr. 239, yeah, that's what's blasting. Going off the rack and letting y'all know every time I represent, keep everything smashing, dashing. Going up in the place and I'm feeling with the passion. As I keep on going what I've been going and everybody knowing that 239 we represent, I got everything showing. Y'all know how me and 239 be doing it. Always ripping off the top of my head, piece quick. Freestyle session, call it hip-hop. When I be coming through, y'all feel what I hear. I blast my thing when I'm relaxing. When I sit back and I use what I be using to kill all my enemies quick. Mr. 239, I be representing. I be representing with styles to let you know that. When I be throwing a whole bunch of slugs out, a lot of people feel like they done hit the rug now. Hit the ground now, y'all know the 239 sound. Got everybody out there wondering what's been going around. AM Fleet that came out, y'all know what I'm doing, everything I've been about. Got something to blow them out, there it is, the 239. Got them feeling like they got a soul and swollen mouth. As I be representing, coming with the sound, and y'all know what it's been about. Mr. 239 be blasting, they call me Atomic Massing. Every time I be coming with the styles and my whole faction. Keep everything going and y'all know why it's called it's science. Wham! Because right now, do something for me, dude. What you want me to do, Murray? Rhyme off this, dude. Yeah. Mr. 239, gonna do it. Yo. Okay. Check it. I jumped to the scene with a freshy type of hip-hop scene. My hair slipped back. Not a pimp call, slip back. Call me a mobster call. Who says that? As I be representing, I'm the early bird in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-looling. Saluting. You know when it's time for me to represent Shaloo. Got you feeling like, yeah, your niggas getting put home through you like a Fruity Loop. Why everybody thought that they could start the way that Mr. Tudor do. There it is, I make you feel like I blew it through. You niggas out there to think you can understand what's getting ready to go on. Cause Mr. 239 be representing on track. And I told you before, you better stand back. As I come through, we'll be representing with styles to make them feel like, yeah, I'm getting ready to pack them. Y'all know where this time it is, Mr. 239, blast them. Yeah, come on with the facts and everything I dash it. Got y'all out there doing everything that I've been doing, so I keep on representing, doing my bidding, everything I've been doing, cause this is 239 representing, and y'all better stand back, as I be representing, giving it to everybody, man, I like that any kind of flowing, let y'all know what the 239 been about, and you better stand back, because that's coming through, this is 239 in the building, and I think again, you better... Mr. 239 representing live, and I'ma tell you what you better do. As I represent, I keep coming through, giving y'all something to let you know I have rise. Yeah, I'ma rise to the sky, I done rise up to the sky. Got something to make feel everybody feeling the fly. As it's 239, got something to make you back. Every time I represent, I stack on the facts. Packing them up, y'all know I'm packing them up. That's why I'm blasting them up. Got them passing up, then we cast them up. I got the bass and bells, the plastic cups. Every time I represent, the nasty it up. Y'all know I smash it up. There it is, I cast it up. We can pack it up, we can tag it up. Make everybody feel like the toe tags you up. Make you feel the 239 blasting my. As I keep coming through, ripping the beat. Then y'all know what it's always about with Mr. 239 ripping the beat. Man, I'm doing this because this is an anniversary and I'm having a party. So when it's time for Mr. 239 to come through, you better reckon. When it's time for Mr. 239 to do what he do, I'ma tell you what you should do. Yeah, I'm up in the party with my sound lights going in. I think you. When the 239 represent with flows and I'm going through and I'ma shoot to your mental. Yo, I ain't been playing with ammunition. I don't play with my situation. I don't play with my hobby. I don't play with other ways I be thinking. I don't do things that most people be doing. Man, I told people that I had a reason to be serious. They used to say, man, you're too serious. You being serious too much. Why you always being serious? Why you always doing that? Why you keep doing that stuff? Why can't you just have a good time, man? Do a good time and have fun, man. I be having fun every time I grab a microphone. Just because you hear me coming with seriousness, that don't mean that I'm bored. That don't mean that I'm studying or mean I'm forced to do this. Man, I'm just doing what I'm doing. Having fun with it. Career moving forward, career oriented. Y'all know how the 239 represent, and I'ma tell you economics. So I think every time I represent, yeah, the money smart is coming through. QuickBooks, economic literacy, money smart. Y'all know how I always do. So you out there better understand that I'm coming through. Mr. 239, bringing it to your door, man. I got something to go through. You must do all the guys. So every time I do what I'm doing and I make you fall down, y'all gonna give me respect. Every time I do what I do and I come with my track, y'all go on.
Wow.
Yeah, 239, dude. That's why I like you. I like you to freestyle the tracks like that, dude. But they be having them hooks, dude. And Mercy, stupid, man. You always be wanting me to do freestyle off track. Well, you know, dude, listen. It's when you're going, dude, I'll be back bobbing my head the whole time in the booth, dude. When you're going, it's like, the floor is yours, dude, and you're just going. It's like no stopping, dude. No stopping, dude. You're just going. You're not stopping. You're just going and going and going, dude. Well, I mean, it's been like that from day one, man. You know, I always felt that, you know, you need to keep rocking the track, no matter how much it is. Just keep rocking it. Man, anyway, Merrick, man, give me some more then, man. We gonna go to playing some music.
because we got still time in the show. We got some time in the show. So we gonna keep this thing rolling. Give me another beat, Merc. Man, with 239, I seen that last night, man. That's one beat I had paid play for you, dude. You went in on it, dude, but the beat was up loud. So I'm going to give you that beat again, dude. Yeah, well, whenever you get to it, let me know, man. All right, dude, I'm getting to it right now, dude. Because, like, I noticed last night, dude, it was up extremely loud, dude. I was too excited, you know, dude. I apologize. I was too excited, dude, you know. And I was like, really excited, and I forgot to turn the beat down, dude. I mean, I just really forgot to turn it down. But, dude, it's down now, dude. So let's do this again. You know what, dude, I got two of them for you, dude. I got two beats for you, dude. Two. Well, Merc, we'll get them two, and then that'll be it, man. Because I know these people want to hear some music. And we still promoting artists, so, you know, we got to keep it moving. All right, so what's one of these you want me to pick, 239? Dude, you know what? I like the one you did last night. Let's do it again. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out to see what's one of the motherfuckers I shoot at that gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's one of the motherfuckers I shoot at that gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's one of the motherfuckers I shoot at that gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to see what's one of the motherfuckers I shoot at that gonna run. Pop, pop, stop, drop, shot. Make everybody feel like, yeah, I went the whole spot up. Make a lot of whack-ass rappers start dropping like the dot candy. In that yellow box with the different colors easily. Niggas in the game is sweet. Thinking they can stop the way that I represent men I exchange to meet. Exchange, rearrange, and speak. Everybody thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Man, my range is deep. Man, I catch your ass from the range far away. Make them feel like, yeah, what my thoughts are starting to spray. Wow! And the wind goes off like a wild ass gun. It goes out with so many shots, blowing them back. Everybody thought they could stop everything that I've been doing. You better stand back. Yeah, this is 239 getting ready to come up and pop one shot. Make them all feel like they laying it flat on their face. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning, what I think is that shit at. They gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's winning, what I think is that shit at. They gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's going on, because I shoot at, they're going to run. So my gun tell me, don't worry about it. Let me handle it. Just point me at them, and I'll come out, run me at them. Bullets coming out, running out, splattering them. I'm talking about, they raining out everywhere. Shots is ringing. Y'all know the 239 be representing, know my lock is straining. Got the type of flow in, the blowout, a whole bunch of tops is cleaning. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, man. I've been rocking, man. It's a monster coming back, maintaining. Everybody thought I was broken playing games. Man, forget it. I'm getting ready to spell my name in the whole game like a whole bunch of bullets coming out. That means that everything is going through, yeah. Like I said, I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what running some success shit at. They got to run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what running some success shit at. They got to run. Yeah, man, Mr. 239, man, coming back, and I got my gun in my bag, sitting beside my bed, and a whole bunch of bullets in there waiting for me to put them in, and I got two clips ready to spread out. Got niggas be acting like I ain't about that monster shit. Man, you better think again, pal. Man, I walk around, man, just because you think sideways something sweet. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's one of these motherfuckers I shoot at, they're gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out what's one of these motherfuckers I shoot at, they're gonna run. Let's see. 1 run, 2 run, 3 run, 4 run, 5 run, 6 run, 1,000 run. These niggas running like 1,000 marathons. Shit, call it cross-country running. I hit the game so hard that I make a fake-ass rapper start running around and they be feeling like they running out of breath. Yo, make them run into their own damn Gatorade drink stand. Knock it over. It's hot. It's really hot. Man, it's scorching. When Mississippi 39 starts spitting nitric acid, man, that's that nitric acid causing explosions. Make niggas start falling down and bullets coming out. You don't smell nothing but a whole bunch of napalm and
when my state's bombing. Got everybody out there know, yeah, you gon' stay calm and let Keena handle it. Y'all know me, man, they used to think I was a terrorist. Caught around Muggles, streets with my face wrapped up like an Arabian, like an Arab. They used to say, man, you can't walk around here like that. This is the time of the anthrax, man, I don't give a shit. I'ma walk around the way I wanna walk around with it. Y'all better understand when it's time for me to come through. Mr. 239, get ready to blast you too. Why everybody think this a damn joke? It ain't gonna be no joke no more, man, when you hear what I'm doing. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out whether this brother got shit at it in a run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out whether this brother got shit at it, I'm gonna run. I'm having conversations again with my gun. Trying to figure out which one of these motherfuckers I shoot at, they gonna run. Wham! Wham!
Yeah.
I spit that crime music versus that reality situation music. I spit that crime music versus reality situation music. And it goes out like this. Mr. Crime Rhymer, Mr. 239, come in the game, and y'all know I remain to be lava. While a lot of people thought they could stop the way I represent, why I call myself a crime rhymer? Cause let's see, most of my music back in the days I had committed crimes. If you don't believe me, you can listen to all them stories, and man, they always talk about something that I always have been through or I have been on. And when it comes to reality situation music, man, I'm the one that put my reality in situation in the music and the fuses. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop me from fusing? Temple sitting, I keep it old schooling, like a Peter Sneakson, or like old Logoson. Call me back ever since. You know, like they use that on them old trademarks, they be like, ever since 1979, Mr. 239, been known to rep the beat, break it in half, make everybody feel like what I've been saying on my past. I said that crime music versus reality situation music. I said that crime music versus reality situation music. Word. I said that crime music versus reality situation music. Check it. I see that crime music versus reality situation music. Let me get these niggas a crime story quick. Let's see, back in 2006, they caught me in California. I better yet, reframe that. In Texas, Montgomery County. Up there by the Woodlands at the mall with us. I have an ounce of marijuana in my pocket. 15 full of vodka in my pocket. Paraphernalia from out the pocket. Man, I've been representing and, but they told me they was like, you under arrest, so I got locked up in a place where, it was, out-of-state case, so that's why I said what I said again, y'all. I said that crime music versus reality situation music. I said that crime music versus reality situation music. Wham!
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, you need to hear me, man. Word up. You need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Get money, get it, money, get money. Get it, money, get money, get money. Get money, get money, get money. Get money, get money, get money. All black by Chevy. Two in the front, two in the black. Black mask in the back, on the right side of my ass. Looking for the ass, cause we about to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint. Taking lead grand stains, leave the leaking like holes in the water bed. Leave them dead, let them catch the bullets and the shell. Blood smoke looking like a fog. We ain't gon' stop, tell everybody look, pushing like lasagna, call me your honor, you just got convicted, death was the penalty, fresh to pieces, every time I spit, chop the pieces, throw so legendary, guess what, put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly, cause I want my mother money and I ain't talking funny, I gotta show my mother image to these niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. Get money, 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 get money
bet your mouth laughs where individuals wonder cause black when a style high. Like soft cat dudes to do. Now my buddy we are wham to. We're a trust vocal cord crush. Slam you out. Blood vocals become destroyed. You can watch me throw. I've been out of luck. Kiko claiming you and your man tough. Woman take groove bluff. Run away fake groove duck. Yo, my high tech stay moving like rocks.
Take anything from us, leaving all y'all in the toilet, just watch us flush. Y'all dealing with the dopest so you can feel the rush. Standard transmission, we always come through in the clutch. No frauds, we be like Greek gods, adding our Midas touch. Transforming transcripts like Optimus Prime and such. No question, one of the best in the arts of conversation. Debating the heat and you spraying towards my congregation. Hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. They've got you about facing caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms, y'all. Be lame in every language.
Jelly packing ass, nigga. You better get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out here, cause it's some real ass niggas in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, y'all know the motherfuckers go. Y'all non-snorters, non-smokers, non-sippers. Get the fuck up out of here, bitch.
Nigga, it's some sipping ass, pouring up ass, smoking ass, getting high ass niggas in here. 3-6, UGK, nigga, we putting it down in this motherfucker.
And we ain't playing with you.
Y'all know the motherfuckers go home. Now pour it up, nigga.
Sipping on some sippers. Sipping on some sippers. Sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors, sip, sippin' on some sip, sippin' on some scissors.
sippin' on some stuff.
I'm trill, working the wheel, a pimp, not a simp. Keep the dope fiends higher than the Goodyear blimp. We eat so many shrimp, I got iodine poisoning. Fuck niggas make me sick with all that tension and bargaining. You say that you a boss, I ain't believing that shit. You got the funny Geneva watch with the Ferrari kit. Take that monkey shit off, you embarrassing us. I got the red permissive scene, thick orange and yellow tux. Hypercode down on the hands free phone. The 84 wrong on them blades, 20 inch chrome. If you got 16, you can get a visor. I'm choking on that dough, just sweet and sipping on that scissor.
Some niggas scared to float it, some niggas they want it. Some niggas they jonin', but I be fucked up for bonus. Roll with the mafia sick, and we ain't bout that bullshit. If we gon' get high, we gon' get high, and we gon' have some bitch. Two niggas all at the mouth, two niggas all at the ass. And plus there's some type of nigga dick out all night, and she cool with that. She popped up till her egg, then drank on some more juice. And just when you thought she was freaking, she done got super loose. Niggas coming by threes and deuces, all in circles like Dr. Goose. All in one, it can phone it. She on that ass and the two to prove $40. But just one out, tussin' niggas. Now what's pronounced, niggas sipping and dipping and tripping. Man, I'm about all out. Sipping on some scissors. Sipping on some sips. Sipping on some scissors. Sipping on some sips. Sipping on some scissors. Sipping on some sips. Sipping on some scissors.
People always asking me, Mr. 3-6 high on that, rolling on them X pills, stirring puff up powder packs. Whoa, whoa, where the weed at? Ain't like that we need that. Nice grills will slow me down, something like keep me teasing. Nothing like that yellow, yellow better. Hey, you itching, man? Talking like what's up, fool? Vocal cords sounding lame. In my days, all we did was cheap out on a quarter pound. Gone on coke, eyes are buck. This shit should've knocked you down. Knock you out, make you fall asleep. When you're on them wheels, ain't no doubt. Hitting it when I beat for this beat. Feel once again on my wicked high. Gotta have that drink. Yeah, my nigga, he know I feel like I'm gon' fucking bang.
Nigga, give me what you know about Frank Nito or Young Guido. Paul and Vito, we play a tune that's sweeter than Petito. With my 3-6 niggas pulling up in my Southern Credo. Quick fast, we'll put it on your ass like John Vito. Cause you frontin' rap singer, be creamin' like a singer. You ain't from the manger, boy, but you get the middle finger. Hung danger, rum drinker. Occasionally take your bitch to the telly and be a dick and come slanger. When big buns come, danger, nigga, ring your alarm. Sexy thing on my arm, cup of drink in my palm. And that crazy shit, I'm trippin' on some skinny bitches. Something that's wholesome, Florida the Folsom. For the most, I'm steady dippin' on some, dippin' on some.
Make a much you supposed to be. You ain't met no dudes really cold as me. The bag of cushion cost 10 cents. Have a nigga who smoke Reggie Miller, coughing and choking constantly. Taste like fruit when you hit it. Gotta have bread to get it. Smoke all night, sleep all day. That's to be the American way. Roll that shit, light that shit, hit that shit, hold that shit, blow that shit out. Slow and then pass it to me. Roll
MJ finna sprinkle in some of that. Super incredible, have a nigga running back. Where that nigga with the clue stick it number at. Cut up on the cigarillo like a lumberjack. In the morning, what I need is a lead. Breathe again, a whole lot of weed. What I feed is somebody to give me what I need. What I want, the less than the best of the trees. DJ ballin', 2CJ, 8 ballin', MJG. And y'all fuck, we don't give a fuck. We must represent Tennessee. We drink a whole lot of Hennessy. Nah, nigga got a little hair on his chest.
The way of the future, the way of the future, the way of the future.
Yeah, I ain't think he was gonna get dope when he represented. He came it out there straight from Monroe. Digging around the globe, they didn't think he would be able to make the move. But come he takes the cruise, paid the dues, and he made the move. Come with on. The CDs and pushing them out in the street. Come locally, on. Y'all know about how he beat. He did it in front of the mall in front of 2006. Yo, when he represented, got it in the mix. They did say he said he had the hit when he brought it out. Come on. 39 was representing. Nobody know that he was gonna get it. Come but on. They thought that Keena was really kidding. Yeah. But if y'all niggas think that I play about my life, I swear to God, don't come and fuck with us. Taking all this time to imbue a piece of my mind. Cause you can't stop my grind. Who you think you are? I'm gonna make it right on. They thought the kid wasn't in the place to come be on. But he represented, took it from the state to be come. And they said how we did it. He took it around, all way around the globe. They didn't think that he was gonna be with the sound grow. Come he on. Had to get the dough. I'm talking about baking cakes and making moves. Never faking crews, pays the dues. Y'all know how it is that you got to go round and do what come you on. Get. Life has been through me a lot of curveballs. But I just stand up, I don't pause. I catch all the balls and I throw them back and forth. Yeah, y'all know. Cause you can't knock my skills. Who you think you are? 239 rock bars. Cause you can't knock my grind. Who you think you are? In the clock, minutes, seconds, and hours. Doing this for 12 months a year. I ain't talking about minutes. They talk about 45 minutes, 60 minutes. Mixtapes. Talk about that was hot back in the day. I got mixtapes back at my crib. Then I can break out and make them feel like, is that really him? Cause he been doing it for a long time. When I represent, they knew who I be. Represent on the spot. 239 on the shine. They had to get him on the grind. Y'all know what it was. He gonna be like, oh man. Like wine and bring it from the top, and he know where the spot comes to rock and goes on with the spot. That's why I named the track O, cause I come with it hot. Bring it.
Nobody likes me. Nobody likes me. But that's okay, cause I don't like y'all anyway. And I don't like y'all anyway. Fuck all y'all.
I got my watch talk for me, my whip talk for me, my gat talk for me.
Bad with up
on me, even bitches who don't know me. They wanna blow me cause this shit I flow with, he's saying a lot for me.
I came in the rap humble,
I don't give a fuck now. I serve anybody like niggas who hustle up. Hope price go up, cats will come down. The D's running my grip, nowhere to be found. Niggas who hustle for me, they don't even stash tracks. They keep them on them, right there in their ass crack. But I don't like a nigga, I don't pretend to. I have the paramedic rap in your fucking head like a Hindu. Look, I ain't going nowhere, so get used to me. OGs look at me and see I'm what they used to be. I'm that nigga that's so cold, the nigga that's so dope, the nigga that shot dice went broke and so-so. The thug that pop shit, the thug that pop clips, the thug that went from 3.5 to a whole brick. Nigga ain't in his right mind going against me. My bitch is paid the words that make a blind man see.
We murder, I don't believe you murder. Fuck around and leave you murder. I don't believe you murder, murder. I'm trying to figure out how y'all started me. You gon' make me catch you on a late night. Pop shots with the fifth and slide off in the sixth.
I'm not a marksman, why spark it, so I spray random. I'm not a pretty nigga, but my mom think I'm handsome. I hate to hear he say, she say shit, unless he say, she says, she on my dick. There's no coincidence, niggas who fuck with me get shot up. I do a Cali style, drive by and tear your block up. You saw through, you putting up a crazy front. I stay with the Mac, the niggas tried to blaze me once. In the hood, they like, damn, 50 really spitted on him. Heard that shit? Yeah, 50 really shitted on him. Beast, you don't want none, so don't start none. You just a small player in this game. Play your part, son.
We murder, I don't believe you murder. Fuck around and leave you murder. I don't believe you murder, murder. Your life's on the line.
These cats always escape reality when they rhyme. That's why they write about bricks and only dealt with dimes. Yeah. Leave it to them, and they say they got a fast car, NASCAR, truck with a crash bar, and TVs in the dash, Paul. See them in the fire with stock rims. I just laugh, Paul. I tend stunts when I ain't trying. I ain't lying. I sit down peace till I split up. Keep my wrist split up. Get out of line, I get you hit up. Now if you say my name in your rhyme, you better watch what you say. You can carry the weight, you can get shot and carry the weight. Now here's a list of MCs that can kill you in A bars. 50, Jay-Z and Nas. I'ma say this shit now and never again. We ain't buddies, we ain't partners, and we damn sure ain't friends. The games you playin', you get killed like that. Actin' like you all hard, you ain't built like that. See me when you see me, nigga. What?
We murder, I don't believe you murder. Fuck around and leave you murder. I don't believe you murder, murder. Your life's on the line.
Y'all niggas don't want no parts of me. I'm tryna figure out how y'all started me. You gon' make me catch you on a late night. Pop shots with the fifth and slide off in the sixth.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Many men, many, 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 many men wish death on me.
Hey yo, I'm so humble but on the humble. I speak for the jungle, too well spoken to mumble. Son, I sell you a bundle and take it from you. Warn you, these rappers are sugar water and bum juice. Y'all salute when I come through like 5-star. General, I can finish you. It's 5-star. Word to big baby Jesus, I get a mind fall. That'll leave them holy as matrimony and my God. Staten Allen and Coney Allen, that's 2 squads. Something like this track or like cook crack, that's too hard. Man, I'm too fresh, smell like a new car. My Wu-Tang, my favorite member is you gone.
1 for the money, 2 for the show, 3 for Brick City, 4 for Fans Bro. This the countdown, bang the underground, bang 100 rounds, nigga you want it down. I can't believe they giving air for these cats to breathe, but I'm a dog and I sniff between. I glow like the sun, but I run in the night. Doc, I bend you quick like the front of your knife. Red man, I make my 929 can-can, and if you can't stand the pressure, slam then. Def Jam lost they soul, they forgot how to build an artist, so I gotta show them, killer house, you let the real gorilla out, the pit boss of the game is how I deal them out, your philosophy is wrong, it's to the left, you give me 50 G's, let me write your song.
For many men, many, 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 many men, wish death on me, Lord.
cold. And mercy on many men. Many, 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 many men. And mercy on many pussy niggas put money on my head. Gone, get your refund, motherfucker, I ain't dead. I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king, and I ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with the bundles, I've been out from the humble. Swing the ops when I rumble, show your ass with my gun. Gotta tip a nigga, go ahead, lose your head. Turn your back on me, get clapped and lose your leg. I walk around, gun on my waist, chip on my shoulder top, bust a clip in your face, cost of this beef ain't over.
I ain't got beef with 50, no beef with Jay. What's beef when you getting head in the six tray? And the double game chains, I keep them on display. Black t-shirt, so all you see is the A. Turn on the TV, and all you see is the A. You niggas better make up a dance and try to get radio play. Keep on snapping your fingers, I ain't going away. I don't regret what I spit, cause I know what I say. And niggas talking about me, they don't know where to stop. I got the Louis Vuitton belt buckle holding the Glock. No beam, no silencer, I know when to pop. Wait till Lil Jon come on and let off a shot. I had the number one billboard spot. Niggas stepped on my fingers and I climbed right back to the top. I'm big, I'm cute, I'm Nas, I'm Pac. This ain't shit but a warning till my album drop.
Many men, many, 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 many men. Wish death on me, Lord, I don't cry no.
Right now you're rocking with the finest and I mean that. Really you the finest and I mean that. Pants fitted, damn it, where your jeans at? Making love to a rap song. Port of Miami, Triller, deeper than rap. Like Akon, we could stack it all up. Or do you like a juvie, make your back it all up. That's all shorty ever was. Balenciaga bags cost a couple bucks. It's all shorty ever been. Blow a couple racks and brownies on that Philip Lynn ballin'. It's your birthday, you know that champagne to get your boy to first base. Haters do they thing, but we do it bigger. Number one niggas, Rosé and that boy Teddy Pender.
Many men, many, 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 many men. Wish death on me, Lord, I don't cry no more. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Come when my heart turn cold.
While the world waits, let's remember, we will run again, we will freeze in the stands again, and sprint and sweat and fly, and still be late for practice again, we'll meet on the mat again. And be spellbound by legend. We'll witness the haka again and be grateful. We'll watch Dame do Dame again. We'll beat you and turn on to both them again. We'll compete again and create again. And when the time comes, we will be ready.
I'll diss you before you diss me. 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 Yeah. Monroe, North Carolina in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, man, What you doing?
Oh.
What you putting through them in the game? What you doing? What you putting through them? What you putting through them in the game? What you doing?
Hey.
Peace
out,
my
track. Yo, check it.
I'm putting lines. I'm putting lines. I'm putting
putting lines, I'm putting lines, I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream
about spitting, hold on. Hey, yo, wait a minute, Mr. 239 that came in the building. Y'all know what time it is, yo. Call me the referee with lines around my shirt. Been known how to blow the whistle. Any whack crew that come in think they putting work. Yeah, they been getting hurt. Cause Mr. 239 representing like I got a face with a whole bunch of lines on it. And I put it in your face just like I said, like I said. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spit.
I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spitting.
I'm putting lines through you.
All day I dream about spitting. For very about there, wanna know what that mean is. That means that Mr. 239 stays shell toe on point like shell toe Adidas. Forget it, all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop everything that I've been representing. And I keep coming with a whole bunch of lines, leaving lines through you like a whole bunch of intersections. Leaving lines through you just like a whole bunch of yards running on a football field. And I done scored a zillion touchdowns on all these fake amateurs, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Yo, yo, slashing them up. Yo, switch you just like some K-Swiss. Putting lines on y'all, thinking y'all can hate this, thinking you can take this. Don't forget it, Mr. 239, I be representing what I be doing when I put them through you. I'm putting lines 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 through you. Like an EKG machine, I done woke these fake dead rappers back up. And some reason they trying to come back walking like they some kind of zombies. Yo, forget it, I confront whack dumb MCs, thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing. Man, check this out, Mr. 239, the streets like the lions, with the whole bunch of roads with lines on them. Forget it, every time I represent, y'all know how I be representing. I'm coming to rob up on it. Why everybody thinking they can stop me, man? I be hitting y'all, stay on point like a bullseye, spitting out shells, shooting and hitting them, be hitting them with a gun range, close range. Yo, check it, take the microphone out my holster. That means like I supposed to be representing with my flows. Every sentence that I spit been known to grow through you like bullets blown up. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. And all day I dream about
I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you. I'm putting lines through you.
And all day I think about energy electricity.
Like electricity moving inside of your veins and your pores, going through your flesh, making everything feel like it's paralyzed more. Y'all think y'all can stop the way I represent? I stay live on everything that I make a great choice. Why most of y'all be trying to think that y'all keep the spot lit? Yo, forget it, like I told y'all, I've been known to rock hits. Make a lot of people feel like they feeling a shock from a zillion one sockets. I'm gonna keep them in line like a whole bunch of people in line waiting to get served up. People in line waiting to go out and thinking they can get a whole bunch of cash checked up. Can't check cast up. When it was time for me to represent, Mr. 239 always got the track backed up. Tracks backed up like trains on the track. Why everybody thought they could stop me, man? Forget it, man, I can play tic-tac. Leave y'all hurting in the toe. Put a line through you, X and O. That's the way I represent, I'm letting go. I put lines through you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yo, this goes out to all the people who be losing their lighters and shit. Check it out. I had a dream of smoking three L's at one time on the Autobahn with the Lambo red lining.
stones like Sly and I'm climbing. I keep bomb weed, but I stay with no lighter like I'm Amish. Granddaddy, blueberry, rolled up, ready. Check my pocket, but I'm like, hold up, Reggie. My lighter gone, who jacked me for my last lighter? I think that nigga Jeremiah, the cab driver. Or maybe Susie, that bougie broad. Or maybe Michelle from Sunset Park. I paid $2 for the fire. And when I do shows, tell promoters that Red need lighters on a rider. Poppy at the store like, you wanna buy more lights? Yeah, with a pack of backwoods and a Coors Light. Got a white chick from Wall Street, she the whore type. She follow me all night around like I'm Frank White. She could've stole my lighter, Fuego. I trust nobody, I'm investigating my neighbor. If it's black or green, then it's mine. Don't try to walk off with it, nigga, bottom line. I'm on my second lighter
when I'm smoking the street.
Who else could it do?
D.O.C. Die, die, die. If it's check, go give me some weed.
Brick City.
Don't take my lighter, lighter. When I'm smoking the street,
who else could it be?
D.O.C. Die, die, die. Get the check, go give me some weed.
Brick City. Don't take my lighter, lighter. Yo, I got all types of lighters. Small ones, fat ones, Cheech and Chong on them. Even one with the Jacksons. Obama, weed plants, even Biggie on it. Got Bluetooth, iPad with a TV on it. Nigga, I'm a pimp when I'm flicking the bit. Humphrey Bogart style with a blunt and a black and mild. That's why me and my lighter, we like the best group. She feels safe when I attach her to the Velcro.
True,
I keep a cannon like Mariah. In my phone, I got an app to say, find my lighter. That's right, bitch. You can stop faking it. Bit keep on making it. Jerz keep taking it. I love my lighter, nigga. So when I ignite the sour, I get the pen and write fire with her. You love your lighter? Then holla at your bro. Sean Paul needed a light for his video. I'm on my second lighter
when I'm smoking the street.
Who else could it be?
D.O.C. Die, die, die. Get the check, bro. Give me some weed.
Brick City.
Don't take my lighter, lighter. When I'm smoking the street,
who else could it be?
D.O.C. Die, die, die. Get the check, go give me some weed.
Brick City,
don't take my lighter, lighter.
Hey yo man, you got a light? I say nah, nigga. The last person I lit my lighter to ran off with her. That's why I'm on high alert, like Wyatt Earp. And plus I need my lighter for lighting my fireworks. I got one blunt, I got my own light. I smoke alone like Nas, need one mic. I asked DJ N if he had to burn. He said freeway, took it when he turned. I'm on my second lighter
when I'm smoking the street.
Who else could it be?
D.O.C. Die, die, die. Get the check, go give me some weed.
Brick City,
don't take my lighter, lighter.
Give me a light. I said I smack the shit out you if your mouth out of line. I wanna bury your ass, but I'm out of line. And women ask for tips, I tell them get a job. And get me some backwoods on your EBT card. Don't ask me for weed or drinks in the club. Or a fucking autograph outside my tour bus. Don't ask me for Gucci, Louis Vuitton or Uggs. Cause A, B, or C, you get none of the above. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. Hey yo, niggas get cocky when they get a little change. They buy a car for gas, they need a little change. They never on the front line, they stay the middle main. Picking dollars off the floor after you done made it rain. And women always throwing hits when they rent due. And I throw a hint right back, what the fuck you gon' do? Go get your money from the store, you brought your wig out of. Before I pay your rent, I'ma slap the shit out you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those? That's when I smack the shit out you. I smack the shit out. That's when I smack the shit. Yeah.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you. Yo, if I gotta, I walk around the world trying to smack everybody. I'm certified, IG don't need to verify me. I smack the shit out you playing rich and being broke. I smack my kids taking batteries out the remote. I smack the shit out police when they pull me over. They stick my middle finger up to the camera on the shoulder. I smack the shit out you, then I smack the shit out you. And mind your business, bitch, ain't nobody talking about you. Can I borrow some money? Can I get some weed? Can I drive your car? Can you pay my rent? Can you buy me a drink? Can I wear your gold? Can you take me to the mall and get me a pair of those?
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out.
That's when I smack the shit out you.
I smack the shit out you.
You would have fucking punched me. You already had a little black, motherfucking, what's his name? Infrared dot. You going to motherfucking jump me and shit? Because I don't like to call the police, dude.
Yo, man, hold on, man. What the fuck? This is, yo, infrared me. What the fuck, man? Man, look, hold on a second. All right, check it. I guess I think, okay, wait a minute. For you, Mr. Counselor and your therapist, listen here.
Hold on, all buddy.
Right.
Hold
all right, hold on. This is it, basically. Wait. Me? I'm PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to let you know a little bit of knowledge about Keena. The reason I go by Mr. 239. Basically, I am a black Cherokee Indian, and I hold it down. Through any ceremony situation, me and my nigga Infrared Bean be rocking the mics. Always time, locations, whatever.
You know
and
basically, the fuck we be at.
Y'all know we everywhere, you know what I mean? But basically, I stand on point 239 chambers. That's basically it. And I'm like a rifle because all my life inside my body, I just exploded every damn time.
Fuck so, it, man. That's just get it, man. Yeah. Fuck explaining them motherfuckers, man. Fuck them.
Word is born, records.
Fuck that, nigga. We got to track it, man. We ain't got time to waste on explaining nothing. We don't explain shit, motherfucker. You want to know, come see about us.
Now, introducing, it is the one that y'all was sleeping on. It is Mr. MR.239.
My hot techs, they moving like rocks and projects. MR tapes producing to make my pop stack. Style turn MCs not threat. After they find out there's no way to stop click. No matter how much you drop, Big Duke, stop it. MR truth rock tracks. If you live and shout, who's the best? Amateurs in fact. You spit out, shoot pop text. Why rap lyrics move faster than rockets? Take a lot of products out of apartments and projects. That means you can't stop that. Every time I drop tracks, I make locks mad like they with dime chick. And I walk past, pop the ass, grab the tip, stop that, gotta dig it. Told her I would be ready to get down to business. Got that, my name chop next, like one chop of an axe. You sure you wanna rock next? Why yes, I doubt that rhymes I bring leave knots on head. Irritating enough, yeah, I won't rest. All real boots start blowing black. I know it sounds wild like rooster call crowing loud in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear y'all doubt, I'm not recognizing who the fuck are you. Now, I dare you to enter a strong mind, a master me, no doubt. In fact, resemblance, energy's control crap. Like Jesus speaks, bull crap. Listen to scream, go wow. Oscar K. La Voice, oh, why this is envy, close out. From pictures, ugly, no doubt. It's never breathe, no clap. Thinking to come, here, kick your technique, oh, doubt. Don't flip up, buddy, metaphors make souls pound. Slung garbage, lust, easily destroyed, blown down. Gone by thoughts, lyrics enough, empty sword with closed mouth. Wild parts, split, crush, leak, galore, false mouth. All I hit, but Jerry Ron, hold found. The ride up, yucky more road about. Ass stick up, yucky more so about. Cause I bring pro sound. Okay, all MCs sing slow now.
old house. Swallowing my lyrics cause you to choke out, like how I put jalapeno in your mouth. No doubt, there's no reason for me to say who names he spoke out. Left me alone and clown about my true style for a long time. Now talk goes out on how I'm so proud. On stages I'm known to show off. Sure, all of this y'all know. This two-head reppin' Motown.
I wanna rock this, so move your feet.
R.I.P.
As I rattle the brain of everybody that wanna know what's the reason of my aim and why I maintain to keep doing everything that I've been doing to go through to get sharper than a zillion one fang deep down into your head or your brain tissue to let you know a little bit of the story about Mr. Two, how I used to do when I used to live in, let's see, the Ranch Street and Caswood apartment, when I used to walk around the streets Monroe NC spitting rhymes rocking with a boombox quit on Durant Street. I used to get out on the porch with an old school boombox with microphones and shit, cars riding down the street stopping everybody be wondering what's going on, saying man I thought that was a radio. Nah, that's just Kino, the way I represent, blow up the show, blow the flow, let everybody know what I go on, represent that 704, then let everybody know, yeah, it's the new outbreak, coming through straight through your speaker and your stereo, letting the people think that they can stop everything that I've been doing, feel my rhymes inside of the pain, the way I represent, man, I've been doing this, I've been training on stages back in the passage, and I copyrighted my name when I was 16 years old, cause I knew my stage name was gonna glow, the way it explode. Age of 17 years old, when people used to wonder where the next path I was gonna go, where I was not gonna grow, would I ever be able to maintain, to be able to do things and survive when the life was called for survival. But everybody should wonder every time that Mr. 239 sit down and wrote rhymes on my life, yo. Let everybody know from the right inside of my right mind to my brain left of my hemisphere it grow. Let every know when it's 239 represents shine and keep the beat coming live and in the seat. Everybody thought that they could stop me, man, I put the end to the sea. Call me North Carolina in the building quickly. Where everybody thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing. Thought that y'all was gonna stop me, man, I've been grooving this.
R.I.P. Guru.
Rest in paradise. As I continue to slice up the beat with my type of print, when I be representing, everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep on doing everything he been doing. I keep it brain pieces printing, bend it in. Y'all thought y'all could stop everything that I've been pinning in. Why dudes been sending in, thought that they could stop the way I represent. Man, these are synonyms, make you the dudes feel like that I melt through the instrument. Make everybody feel me quick as I put the 281-1-1-0 in the building. Put the A with it, Mr. 239 represent. That's the reason why I got
got them sentences on the top of my head and my name capital letters MR. I took the Monroe and put it in front of me while everybody be sitting around thinking they could stop and do it rap harder than me. You knew it better take a seat, please. The way I represent Mr. 239 be representing with freestyles, man. Yo, y'all should crown me as the greatest freestyler, the greatest rhymer, the greatest dude, whatever. Yo, I invented the word great. Why most of y'all don't understand, yeah, that's my friend.
All my mommy to the right, how to make your ass shake, swamping like jello cake, alright, alright. All my mommy to the left, how to represent with the show, so let me be patient, yeah, yeah. All my mommy to the right, how to make your ass shake, swamping like jello cake, alright, alright. All my mommy to the left, how to represent with the show, so let me be patient, yeah, yeah. Hello, I see you mommy with your jello. Yo. How about with no hassle, get on the flow, let me grab hold, take control. Them ladies, my body, spirit, and soul. Come on, round and round we go. Like pottery, let's make a bowl. Use me like a spoon. You don't move, hips to the left. And my shorty bouncing booties to this music. Wanting to get noticed like I'm judging it. Booty contest. Holy shit. Too many contests is caught in my view. Screaming like who's moved the best. I bet you never seen booty move like this. Tell the truth about this. All of you's got the spirit. My ladies to the right, I know you love this. Something to make all races a butt start talking.
All my mommy to the right, know how to make that ass shake. Walking like jello cake, alright, alright. All my mommy to the left, know how to represent with the show. Yep, yep. All my mommy to the right, know how to make that ass shake. Walking like jello cake, alright, alright. All my mommy to the left, know how to represent with the show. Yep, yep.
There's always room out there eat for jello. As Bill Cosby speaks, J-E-L-L-O. Shorty ass is shaped like 10 toes. A triangle, circle, rectangle, squares. Booty's moving in angles horizontal like you never ever seen here before. Mommy on the wall, doing banana split with her gelatin. Enough to make niggas, thugs, pimps, gangsters, players, single married men start yelling. Throwing money on the floor, look at mommy on the wall. Horizontal one leg, lipping her jello like you want me to quit, yo? Hell no, other individuals can't handle what you show. Turn it over to me, I love all types of jello, all places.
Uh-huh. All my mommy to the right, know how to make your ass shake, walking like jello cake.
Come on,
alright. All right. All my mommy to the left, know how to represent with your girl, she's like, yes, yes. All
come
my
on.
Mommy to the right, know how to make your ass shake, walking like jello cake. Alright, alright.
Come
all
on.
All my mommy to the left, know how to represent with your girl, she's like, yes, yes. All my mommy to the right, know how to make your ass shake, walking like jello cake. Alright, alright.
Come
all
on.
All my mommy to the left, know how to represent with your girl, she's like, yes, yes. All my mommy to the right, know how to make that ass. This has been my main desire. This is my main desire. One note, two note, three note, four note, five note, six note, seven note. As I look up at the sky at daytime and look at the moon at nighttime, go back into my mind, deep down in the thoughts where I go to my medulla oblongata. Not think about the reason that I first fell in love with this feeling that I've been doing with my career for a long
all time. I'm talking about different sections. I'm talking about times that I didn't have much to live for, didn't have much to deal with, and ways to feel things that come in my life make me feel like I couldn't even feel no kind of touches. Like the world paralyzed me, made me feel like everything in life was a little bit dying to me, and everything inside of me started dying easily. I rise up when I grabbed the MIC, and I started revealing everything deep inside of me, out of my heart and from out of my mind and from out of my GUT. That's what kept me going, kept everybody dozing, wondering what was the reason that I kept on doing everything that I was doing, because that music kept me going. I'm talking about every time that I was doing everything, I kept on making moves. And I remember I used to don't want to go to sleep at night unless I had a boombox going loud, and that was my way to keep me meditating. At times that I was sitting back and I was like, man, I can't go to sleep. It was like a repeat of somebody stop wanting to listen to the radio. At nights I used to have the speakers in my ear just to help me go to sleep, so I could go to sleep and dream about a whole bunch of things quick. And instead of sleep, I started counting notes quick. This has been my main desire. You better believe everything that I'm talking about. Yeah, for a long time, I'm talking about things that been going on ever since my mind. This been my main desire. Kept me going every time when this world had me zoning. This is my main desire. I'm talking about times that I was a little bit sad and feeling sorrow much. Every time I kept going on, I'm talking about people used to be like, what's going on with him? Is it the reason why he been acting the way he been acting? Why he won't come out that room? What is he doing? What is he up to? I don't think he even doing anything to do with school. Nah, I'm not a fool. So all you dudes out there, but understand, yo, I've been approving everything that I've been doing. Look at my time, I used to sit back in the room and just snap my fingers and be like, man, I got the rhythm going enough. And that's all I need. A lot of people used to be like, man, he's sitting in the room too long, too many hours. What is he, isn't he gonna succeed? What did he proceed to do? What he believe to do? And man, I used to go out sneaking late at night just to go grab a microphone and hang in the streets at night and rock and let the crowd feel everything that I was seeing outright. Everybody used to be like, man, what is he doing? Why is he still doing that? It don't seem like he getting nowhere. But they don't understand, even though they were thinking I wasn't getting nowhere. Man, I got farther than anybody could compare. Thought they can mess everything that I've been doing. Every time I've been representing, got y'all out there wondering the situation, got everybody hazarding. Yeah, and instead, like I said, instead of counting sheep, I've been counting notes. Yeah, it's still my main desire. Every time I was going through things that made me feel like that was that much. This been my main desire when I was feeling a whole bunch of sorrow much. I'm talking about times that I didn't have nobody around me. Didn't have nobody to make me feel like I was lifted up quickly. I'm talking about it went together just like that. That's why it's been my main desire. Main desire, even when I was down, feeling a little bit lonesome. A little bit down much. Y'all know what it is. Get out of the way. You know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something right now. You know what? Got y'all stuff out of here.
Yes, sir. You know you want some more, girl. Yeah, it's all to the real. We can do what I got. Come on, girl, let's chill.